Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 20 March 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. You're in for a treat. This gentleman I'm having a night. I mentioned last night, Pastor Arthur Pulaski. I am so honored to call him a friend. I never met him personally, but I feel like we become very close over a lot of times on the radio together, trying to support him in the battle he'd been in, and now want to support him in the battle he's taken to the enemy. Praise God for that. We'll get that in a minute, though. Before I get into the program, though, I'll make a prayer request, if you don't mind. A gentleman named Pete Lloyd. Pete Lloyd. Double pneumonia. Pretty bad shape. He is a daddy of a family that, one of the family members that we've known for many years in this area. Really close friends. Matter of fact, his mom-in-law is the one to get her fresh milk and butter and eggs off of. So keep Pete Lloyd, your prayer warriors, Pete Lloyd in your prayers, please, that God may touch him. The other night I mentioned Frankie Valance. He was a pop star, of course, back in the 60s. I mentioned him in a prayer the other night, and he is in serious condition. Apparently something went bad in a surgery he was having, and they messed up. Right now he's on life support, and we'll see what happens. So keep Frankie Valance in your prayers also on this. Well, let's do that, please. And tomorrow being Thursday, the office will be open tomorrow, but I won't be here. Marsh and I both have an optometrist appointment tomorrow morning. It'll take most of the day, so I won't be here tomorrow. But Crystal will be here. Crystal will be here to take your orders, take phone calls, take anything you need. I'm just a spare part around here on Thursday most time, but I won't be here tomorrow. I hope you don't mind that we take care of this. I've been putting it off for a long time. It's the only day we had a chance to get in. But call tomorrow. Place your orders. If you want to give a donation, we'd appreciate it. At 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And don't forget that we're offering the teaching that will be finished up. We're going to finish it, by the way, on the 30th. We're going to have a Bible study on the last Saturday of the month instead of the first Saturday of next month. We won't get this finished, and Phil and his family will take a little vacation, so we'll be finished with the teaching, the United States in Prophecy. And I have more than one comment on what a powerful lesson this has been and how much clearer people that are listening to it understand prophecy, what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening now in Ukraine and all over Europe. Folks, this is fulfilling prophecy just as fast as time will take us. And it's three-hour teaching on DVD or CD for $15. Now, if you already see the tapes of the month, that's fine. You'll get it automatically. If you don't, folks, this teaching is so important. And the book we offer, too, The New Jerusalem is Not the Old Jerusalem, for $10. Now, I can't afford to give stuff away. I don't have that kind of money here. We're barely keeping the head above water the way it is. But if you want that, please call tomorrow. Use a debit card, credit card, to get the address and write a check. Crystal will help you right through it. If you want to pre-order the teachings, They'll go out, we'll put them out to you the first week of next month, Lord willing. That's when we'll plan doing that. But nonetheless, Chris will be in the office tomorrow, so we do want to hear from you at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. As I said, our guest tonight is Pastor Otter Pulaski. I met this gentleman some years ago now after he'd been arrested for the audacity of keeping his church open because COVID come through, and also for feeding the poor, the hungry in his community. He was arrested for that, along with his brother, and his son was harassed. I mean, this man has taken a stand for the glory of God, and God has vindicated him, and he's not finished yet. Pastor Archer, are you there?
Yes, thank you so much again for having me on your show, and you're absolutely right. Has been crazy times, so many arrests, a total over 120 court cases and close to 350 citations so far.
Now that's all behind you now, right? I mean, you've been totally set free from all those charges now. Is that right?
Yes, we have won every single fight, either through the first court appearance or through the Court of Appeals, except the last one, the one that was charged for a sermon to the truckers 2 years ago when we had the truck convoy, the Freedom Convoy. Delivering a message, and I was charged with terrorism and inciting mischief and a breach of a release order. The judge, as you remember, found me guilty on all of it. And a month later, after I was convicted, the terrorism charge for my sermon was withdrawn, but all the other charges remained. And then I was sentenced, and because of political pressure, because of the international interest in the story, the judge said time served, and immediately after that, we filed an appeal. My appeal is happening in September the 10th, with three judges in the Court of Appeal in the province of Alberta.
So getting the word out on this broadcast and many others really did lend a helping hand, did it not?
Pardon me?
I said, getting your news out, your information out to the whole world on radio shows like this and other shows really did help a lot, did it not?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's what I said. I believe that because there was an international interest and because of people like you covering the story and fighting for my life, people were fighting for my life by covering the story, by putting pressure on the political arena. The only thing that those crooked politicians are afraid of is for the whole world to see what's really going on. They love to do their dirty deeds in the shadows when no one is watching. But because my story was so well covered, well documented, and there was a big interest around the world, the political pressure and tens of thousands of phone calls and emails and people concerned about what is happening to me, I think that's what contributed to the decision, the political decision. Because don't kid yourself, Butch, this judge had no say in this situation. He was told, remember last time, I think I shared it on your radio program, that this is the first time that I saw a judge stopping the proceedings, the sentencing, and said to all of us, including the media that was, gathered in the room, says, I have to stop and consult the sentencing with others. I mean, we don't know to this day who those others were, other judges, politicians, we don't know, but he leaves us, he walks away from the courtroom, and he disappears for about half an hour. And then when he comes back to the courtroom, basically he says, time served, you're free to go. So someone out there, we don't know who that person or persons were in that other room, told this judge that this is not going to serve them well if I will become a modern-day martyr. You got to remember also that a month before, for the past about 3-4 months before my final sentencing, I was receiving phone calls from people that called themselves the Fixers. The Fixers were doing everything in their power to threaten me, to blackmail me, and or to bribe me to stop talking, to withdraw myself from the political and public realm. And in the end, they said the judge is bought and paid for, and the judge was ordered by the most powerful people in the land to lock you out, and you're not coming out. So it was a very serious situation, and thanks to people like you and others, I am not only out, but I'm alive and well. And presently right now, I'm sharing my story in the United States of America. Believe it or not, I was in Ohio. I shared it at the conference. And then I was sharing my story in Tennessee and then in California. And yesterday, I was sharing it in Mar-a-Lago in Florida.
That is amazing. That is amazing. So what did they offer you? I know they bribed you. They tried to bribe you. What all did they offer you to back off and let this go?
Yeah, it's fascinating, Butch, because this whole thing always has been about the truth. I mean, from the very beginning in the Bible and to the end of the Bible, it's all about the truth. Did God really say that? It's all about the truth. The truth sets the captives free. And that's my whole ordeal. They were and still are so terrified of me talking about what I know that I was offered $2 million. I was offered a guaranteed seat. Listen to this. By the premier. Premier is like your governor. I was offered by our own governor a guaranteed seat at the parliament here in the province of Alberta. They said that they want me at the table and they want me in a capacity of a member of our assembly. However, they asked me to, of course, keep my mouth shut and cross the floor. In other words, they asked me to join them. And you got to remember also that this government is the one that is responsible for murdering people through the jobs, shutting down churches, destroying businesses, muzzling children, and doing all this horrible thing that was done to us in the past 4 years. So how could I join their ranks? I just cannot do it. I would feel like Judas Iscariot. Also, they offered me a government job, $250,000, if I don't want to be a politician, just to shut me up. Then I was offered all kinds of little trinkets. Once I was offered that I will become the most famous Canadian, that they will do documentaries on me, I will be in papers. And, you know, so it looks like they've tried everything that there is to, you know, buy me. But I told them, and I'm going to say this over and over again to the whole world, Arthur Pawlowski, my family, we are not for sale. We have already been bought by the precious blood of Jesus.
Amen.
So after the bribery, Butch, the threats came. You got to remember my story. They tried to burn me in the middle of the night. They lit our house on fire. They unscrewed the tires in our pickup truck, and the tire just took off on its own. I was physically attacked. They tried to burn our church down, and I'm sure you know that over 100 churches in Canada were destroyed and burned to the ground. So they tried to do that with my church. However, they only succeeded to burn down our children's bus. Our church was vandalized for 3 months nonstop. So they've tried everything they could, and they failed because God has a plan for our lives, and he did not allow Satan to murder me. You also got to remember that when I was imprisoned, 5 different inmates testified already to our lawyers that the guards were giving them incentives to hurt me or to murder me in prison. So the enemy tried everything in their power, but yet here I am still standing, not for sale and not scared. So they have a big problem. And on top of that, Butch, which I am so super excited I filed one of the biggest lawsuits in the history of Canada.
Oh, my goodness. That's so wonderful. But, you know, Arthur, I do want people to know, we have new listeners. I know that. Folks, Pastor Arthur was in prison. How many times were you arrested?
I was in prison 16 times, and I was detained many times.
And you were literally stripped naked, threw into a concrete cell, searched two or three, four times a day, naked. Is that true?
Yeah, so that was the way that they want to subdue the political prisoners. I was put in metal cages. I was stripped naked. I was in solitary confinement. I was taken from my solitary cell to another one on concrete. No water, no washroom. I was threatened. I was intimidated. Even when I was fasting, I had the guards coming that they're going to strip me to the bed and force me to eat, stuff like this. And then you got to remember, I was kidnapped by the sheriffs without the knowledge of my lawyers, without the knowledge of my family, and taken hundreds of miles away to another city. And I was placed in a place called Maxpot. Maxpot is a place where they keep the most dangerous criminals, terrorists. Believe it or not, this place is for hundreds of inmates, and I was housed there alone. There was no other inmate. I was in a freezing cold conditions, shivering, minus 28 outside. I asked for a blanket. The guard laughed in my face, saying that at least I have fresh air. That would not bring me a blanket. I was so dangerous, according to them, that they gave me a paper, a piece of paper, and they slipped it under the door that said I am to be housed alone because I am considered so dangerous. I could not even have a pen because I was considered too dangerous. So pretty much that's where I called my wife. I was allowed out of my freezing cell where I was shivering, not able to sleep, not able to function. I called my wife and I said, I think this is goodbye. I think I realized that I'm not coming out. They want to murder me here, and they're going to say I had a heart attack or something happened to me. And that's where my wife went to work. She contacted our legal team. Our legal team contacted the judge, and the judge learned about what is happening to me, and that scared them. Because Remand Center, where I was being housed, is a privately owned corporation, so it's a private business. And they got scared that the judge now is learning about what is happening, what a criminal activity they're doing. Also, you got to remember that the system is so corrupted that in prison, you don't have to smuggle anything. The guards and the nurses are providing you with narcotics. You can have cocaine, you can have fentanyl freely given to you, paid by taxpayers twice a day. So I saw inmates snorting after when I was released into a common area. I saw people selling and buying drugs that are being provided by the authorities, by the nurses and the guards. It's a total gong show. It's insanity at the highest level. So I started to talk about this, and behold, what they did, they moved me from a max spot for the most dangerous terrorists to a psych ward without the evaluation of the doctors, without even knowledge of Alberta Health Services. So think about this. That's a Soviet style, Chinese style, North Korean style, dealing with political dissidents, completely illegal in a free and democratic society. However, that's what was done to me. Eventually, I was released. As you remember, I was placed on house arrest for a year and a half. I was on house arrest. That's why I was not allowed to travel. And eventually, I had my day in court, and the judge let me out because of the political pressure. So I was already contacted by the undercover authorities, you know, trying to scare me again, saying that this court case is going to take 10 years, it's going to cost millions of dollars, I cannot afford, it's too much time, I should quit. And I told them what I'm going to say to the whole world. Even if I would be forced to fight them for the rest of my life until Jesus comes back, I'm telling you, they need to be found accountable. Justice demands restitution.
Amen.
This story has to have an ending. So it is what we're doing. And I'm telling you, I'm so super excited because for all those years, I'm fighting with the crooked political realm for 19 years. And never from that moment until now, I had received from God an okay to go after the villains. But recently, when the COVID lie started, we knew from the very beginning that when this is over, we're going after the villains. So we are suing, are you ready? Attorney General of Canada. We're going after the Chief of Police, Calgary Police. We're going after RCMP, which is your, it's like your FBI. We're going after Alberta Health Services that did this to us, inspectors, judges, Crown prosecutors. We're going after Canada Post for falsely accusing me of a criminal disturbance when I went to buy a stamp and when I went to pick up my registered mail. They lied about what happened, and we had a recording of the incident. And because of their lies, I was arrested and put in prison, charged with criminal disturbance of peace. Of course, I was released and found not guilty, but we're suing them for what they have done. We're going after the prison system. We are going after John and Jane Doe, RCMP. We're going after Jane and John Doe, police officers. And we're going after John and Jane Doe, one and two, anyone and everyone that will be uncovered through the proceedings, through the discoveries. So it's massive. I think this is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, privately, filed lawsuit in the history of Canada. Also, we have done something incredible. I hired an entire law firm, criminal lawyer, civil rights movement lawyer, etc., the whole law firm. And we are alleging, and we're going to prove it, we have the evidence of conspiracy to commit crime. That's like your RICO.
Right.
So we are going after them with big guns, and we have the proof already, and we did not even start it, the discoveries, that different Canadian agencies conspired to hurt my family, to hurt me, my brother David, and our church, through those various times when they were attacking us. So you got to remember, we were attacked by Alberta Health Services, politicians, mainstream media. We were attacked by detectives, Calgary police, undercover, SWAT team, special anti-terrorism team, and, of course, people within the prison facility, like nurses, guards, and administration. So it's massive. It's huge. Yes, it can take up to 10 years or maybe even more, but I'm telling you why I am so excited, because for the first time in this story, we will be able to let Canadians know who did what. And I think the most important question that we would be able to ask is why they did it. I want to know who and why they, did this to us and our loved ones. So it's going to be an amazing thing because we will be able to put this puzzle together and give it to the Canadian people. In other words, when the light comes, we need to shine the light
Amen.
On this dark part of our history.
Yes, you do. And I know you said the Attorney General's been sued. Do you think it went all the way to the top? Do you think Trudeau was involved also?
Yes, of course. I leave the strategy to my legal team. That's what they, do for a living. I told them that I want this to go all the way to the top. That's why we've included Attorney General of Canada. What they've done to me, we are alleging torture. We are alleging, falsifying documents, all kinds of different things that was done, a false arrest, you name it. If people are interested or if people want to help us fighting this, you can go to streetchurch.ca, streetchurch.ca, and a top corner, there is a legal fight. When you click that, you will be able to open a new page, and there is a press conference, and also the entire document. It's almost 40 pages of what we are alleging, and it's massive. It's huge. What they've done to me, what we are going to prove, it's insane. Also, for you to understand how scared those villains are, and they are truly scared, I did a press conference. We did it in January. So we filed documents in December. We did a press conference in January, and we are filing, we are serving the villains, because there's so many people involved, so many agencies. It takes a while for the legal team to serve all of them individually. So we're still doing it. It probably will, everything will be done next week. But here is an interesting thing. When we did the press conference, all of the mainstream media showed up, including the independent media as well. They all covered, recorded the story. The moment they've heard that we're going after the government for recall, which is conspiracy to commit crime, they put a cap on the story. Believe it or not, every single media outlet in the country came when they heard what are our plans. We're not just suing the government for damages. We are going to prove that they committed a criminal act, a conspiracy. Together, they conspired against me and my family and our church. And someone up there put a cap on the story. So I'm very grateful to you, Butch, that you're willing to cover this, because people need to know that there is hope. People need to know that even when you're David, there is hope. And there is strength and there is power when Davids are willing to go after the giants in the strength of the Lord. So me alone, I'm telling you, I would be scared to death. I would not do it. But when God is with me, when God steps in, it's over for our enemies. I don't care how big they are. I don't care how many friends they have. I don't care how much money they have. When my God shows up, it's over for my enemies. And that's why I am so excited about this, because like I said before, justice demands restitution. Justice demands some, at least some of those people to be accountable for their actions. So Amen. We're moving forward, and I will be updating you on a regular basis about what's going on. I was already told that there might be a possibility that those people will come and try to, you know, negotiate. So I'll be updating everyone on the proceedings.
And what? Hang on through the break. Well, watch your back too, brother. Watch your back. Folks, back at the break with a lot more talk about and your phone calls at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, or furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers, made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks. We're back here and talking to Pastor Arthur Pulaski. And I want to say this right now. I've been in radio. This month makes 31 years in radio, as y'all already know. In 31 years, I've interviewed a lot of people. And some of them will say, quite famous people, people that were well-known across the country and even around the world. But I'm going to say this right in front of Pastor Otter. This, tonight's broadcast, is one of the top on my list. That's been an honor and a privilege to get to know this man. No, I haven't met him in person yet. I'm looking forward to that. But it's been an honor and a privilege to know this man, to try to stand with him as best I could through this hellish battle he's been through. And I want to thank all of you out there in this audience who in the past have sent donations to us. We forwarded to Pastor Archer and all those, all the country that are praying for him. Thank you for doing that. And we're going to do the same thing tonight. If you want to send, if you want to send a donation of Brother Archer, mail to us, put who you want to go to, and I promose you, we'll send your money, your check, whatever, forwarded to Pastor Archer Pulaski. So he'll get that in his war chest to take on these thugs in the Canadian government. But it truly is such an honor and a privilege to have this man on the program tonight. And know what, I don't know, I take it back. I don't know what he's been through. I can only imagine what he's told me. I've never been thrown in a prison cell naked, with no heat, no water, no bathroom. Never happened to me yet. And I have to say I hope it never does. But if it does, I pray they have the strength to stand like Pastor Archer did. His whole family stood with him. His whole family paid the price for his courage. They also had courage. His son had courage. His brother had courage. His wife had courage. These kind of people, folks, are rare. They're as rare as diamonds. They're as rare as any kind of precious jewel out there. And they're in the kingdom of our Father. And they're trying to serve Him as best they know how through the faith in Christ. And folks, this is what Christ can do for you if you're born again, spirit-filled, and walking in Him. The courage, you think I don't have any courage. You don't need it right now, maybe. But it's like manna from heaven. When they needed it, it was there. I think Pastor Arthur would tell you the same thing. He didn't get in this to be a martyr. He didn't get in this to be some kind of famous celebrity. He stood for Christ, and Christ was glorified in him. That's all I want to say about this, because, again, I'm honored and blessed to have this man on my program tonight. And he just told me during the break that I was one of the first ones to have him on the radio show 3 years ago. And for whatever that's worth, I am honored that I could do that. And, Pastor, we mentioned this briefly off the air. Your son was also arrested, was he not?
Yes, he was. What happened was I got invitations to share my story, to testify about what the Canadian government is doing. And your listeners have to understand that everything that the Canadian government is doing is against our Constitution, the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, that actually our preamble to the most important, the highest law in the land, the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, has a preamble that says, "Whereas Canada acknowledges the supremacy of God and the rule of law." And yet, those people have done everything in their power to throw God out. And of course, when God is thrown out, the rule of law disappears. What we are experiencing right now is lawlessness. Lawlessness at the highest levels. So because I could not travel, I was placed on house arrest, monitored, and threatened that if I dare to step my foot outside, I would be imprisoned again and will not come out of it alive. My wife, my brother, and my son, Nathaniel, had to travel, and they had to share the story. So I was invited to testify before the European Parliament. However, because I could not go, I recorded the video, and my wife and my son went to Brussels, and my son represented me, and he gave a speech. The speech was so amazing, and I'm telling you, I watched it and I cried. It was so incredible that God gave this young man such a passion and those words, that it was watched by tens of millions of people and embarrassed the Canadian government even more. So upon arrival from Brussels, my son was detained and said there is a warrant for his arrest. And that happened four times. Of course, I had to hire lawyers, and $50,000 later, we solved this issue. They withdraw the charges because they were bogus, made-up, nonsense charges. But that's the warfare. That's how they are fighting. They're trying to bankrupt us. They're trying to drain us of energy and time, dragging us before different courts. But my son was detained four times, stood tall, and I remember when I talked to him, I asked him how is he doing, how is he feeling. He said he knew sooner or later they will come after him, but he was waiting for it, and he stood tall, and he prevailed, and he won. By the way, my son Nathaniel finished university, criminal justice, and now is going to study law. So we're laughing in our family as a joke that I need my in-house lawyer because of so many court cases. So a little bit biased here, but I need a lawyer, and I need a good one, one that understands what this whole thing is all about. However, listen to this, Butch. When he applied to study, to finish his law degree in Canada, every single Canadian university twice now rejected him. So I think he will have to come to United States of America to finish his law degree and then move back to Canada. This is political punishment. This is prosecution and persecution of any political dissident that dares to oppose the party line. So pray for us if you can, because they're not coming after me. They're coming after our family, our children, my brother, his wife. They're coming after our church. And the fight is real. But off the record, you ask me, you know, about danger of assassination, and you told me to watch my back. I have been thinking about this, of course, and I talked about this with my family, but we came to one conclusion, which, and I want the people to hear this, that in the end of the day, my life does not belong to the politicians, to the police, to the crooked judges or crown prosecutors. My life belongs to the living God, and he has protected me through this whole ordeal, and he's going to protect me today and tomorrow until the day I die. So we must rise up to the occasion. We must push the evil away. We must shine. And instead of running away from the fire, we should be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, saying to those evil people that our God is perfectly able, capable of saving us. And if he chooses not to, that's okay too. And off they went to the fiery furnace. But
that's right.
Which in the fire, God dealt with their enemies, not outside the fire. In the fire, he dealt
right.
with their enemies. In the fire, they were set
right.
free and had an in-person encounter with the living God. In the fire, they had a testimony for the whole world to see, and in the fire was their promotion. So instead of running away from the fire, we should run towards the fire so we can be promoted.
Good way to put it. You know, and you just said so much there that I hope people heard that. If you have your faith in our Savior and in our precious Savior and his Father, and know who we are in him, it does take away a lot of fear. Because all of us, at time and time, go through things in our life that are not pleasant. We know that. But fear shouldn't be in our vocabulary as far as something that cripples us. I understand from time to time, even Christ sweat drops of blood about going to the cross. But he was faithful because he knew that's what his Father's will was. If we can get that in our heart and know that our Father's in charge no matter what the future holds, once we get that in our heart, living for him becomes so much easier, so much more rewarding. It takes away all the fear from that. Now, that's such a beautiful statement you just made. And folks, the lines are open, 844-769-2944. Seeing as how you now have pretty much won the cases and are making a huge dent in this tyranny that's called Canada, Canadian government, have any other churches decided to stand with you that didn't before?
Unfortunately, no. There
really?
Is a remnant in Canada. There is, and you know, you got to remember, Canadian churches are different than American churches. So here, yes, American churches are amazing. I just preach in Ohio. I just preach in Tennessee in the Patriot Church. Amazing people. Unbelievable. I preach in California just a few days ago, and yesterday I was able to preach in Mar-a-Lago at Trump's residence to the Catholics. So there is a powerful, powerful church in America, big remnant. In Canada, is a little bit smaller and more hostile or more scared. And I want to read something for the people, for them to understand what we're dealing with. Revelation 21:8, it states, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, they will be thrown into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. And it's fascinating, Butch, that God is starting this, not with murderers, not with rapists, not with idolaters, but it says the cowardly and the unbelieving. So we must understand that God is requiring from us courage, boldness, strength, faith. When you come to God and you say, no, I will not do this because I'm afraid, you're actually saying to the living God, I don't trust you. I don't believe you. I think my enemy is more powerful than the living God. And that's a sin. And God understands fear. I'm telling you, What we witnessed in the past 4 years was a blanket of terror. It was a blanket of fear. God understands fear. He understands that you can get fearful from time to time, and yet you must be courageous. So even though I am afraid to do something, I have courage and boldness and faith that no matter what, my God has my back covered. That's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. I'm sure that fire was scary. I think when you look at the story of Daniel, when he was being thrown with lions, I'm sure he had some thoughts, oh my God, I guess that's it. However, I am standing here on your authority, and you do as you please, and God sends angels. So we must be a man of faith, or we are actually saying to the living God that we don't believe him. We don't believe his word, and I don't want to be that kind of a man. I want to be a man that is known to be a man of faith, a man of courage, not because I'm so strong and powerful and courageous, no, because I serve the one that holds my life in the palm of his hands, and not just my life, but the life of my enemies. So think about it. My enemies are alive because my God is allowing them to be alive for time being.
That's
they
true.
Live because God says, I still need them. They're useful to me. So if you have that kind of perspective, if you know who your God is, that he's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, he's life itself, and you know who you are, you're the son of the living God, you are heir to the throne, you're a lion that is following the lion from the tribe of Judah, the perspective changes, and you can truly say, like I have said hundreds of times, who do you think you are, you uncircumcised Philistine, that you should defy the armies of the living God? This day, you're going to lose your head. So it's time for the army of God to chop the heads of the enemy. And I'm not talking about swords and guns. I'm talking about spiritual things. You must rise up and start chopping the heads of those demons. You must take back your country and authority for the sake of your children and their children.
Amen. Amen. Folks, if you want to call, you can. If you called earlier in the week, but you want to call again tonight, go ahead. The phone lines are quiet. They're not filling up at all. But if you called last night, night before last, you want to call and ask a question, make a comment, 844-769-2944. Feel free to call, because tonight's program, we're talking, in my mind, to a hero that's getting to be pretty well known, especially in Canada and now around our country also, for his courage. Now, folks, I'm not bragging on the man per se. I'm bragging on the Savior that's in him and gave him the courage. But I have to say, for him to go through this, to be willing to go through this and pay this price, when he could have been a member of the parliament, he could have had $2 million in his pocket, he could have had a government job, he could have had a really nice life on this earth, but he would have to deny his Savior first. That's the kind of man that we should be honored to even know and fellowship with, and I am with this gentleman. I truly am. And, brother, what else you want to share with the folks tonight, though? I know we're getting down to the last 15 minutes here. What else you want to share? What's on your heart tonight to share with people?
Well, I believe that this year is truly a year of the church. I truly believe that God wants to do something powerful this year for all of us, for those that were faithful, for those that were willing to pay the price. And we must remember that it cost the Father the life of his Son. It cost the Son his own life. So it's going to cost us something. Jesus actually says, pick up your cross daily and follow me. So there is a price that we must pay. But I truly believe that those that were willing to pay the price are going to be greatly rewarded. More authority, bigger things, more things we will be able to do for the kingdom of God, because God is enlarging our territory. Also, it's a year of election. I'm telling you, America must rise up, especially Christian America. You cannot be divided. Catholics and Protestants must come together for the sake of our children and vote for the right man, for the man that maybe is not perfect, a man that has some flaws, a man that some consider arrogant and proudful. And I get that. I understand that. But I truly believe that this is a man that has been called for such a time as this. When you are in the middle of war, you don't call a lawyer, you don't call a teacher. When you're in the middle of war and the bullets are flying, you're calling a warrior. You're calling for a warrior, for a fighter to come. And I truly believe that Donald Trump is a fighter. He's a stubborn like a donkey, and he's a fighter that will be willing to fight for this country. That's my personal opinion. And I'm telling you, I've seen this man being bombarded by the same people I was bombarded with. And only the level of hatred that has been unleashed on him, it can only be energized by evil. So if the evil hates this man so much, he must be the right choice. Also, I want you to know that he reminds me of Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill was not a very likable guy, and not many people liked him, but I truly believe he was the right man for the job against the Nazis. And, of course, history is proving that, that you don't have to like the man. You just have to like the man's ability to win fights. Also, I want the church to know that God is going to release a lot of good things towards his church for his greatest revival that this earth has ever seen. I think that's why we went through difficulties. That's why so many of us went to the fiery furnaces and lion's den to be tested again. Because God cannot take you to another level, to, you know, a higher grade, if you will, if you're not going to pass the test. So he allowed difficulties in our lives so he can take us to the next level. Also, I wrote a book, as you remember, in prison, and finally I was able to put it on a computer. So I'm sending it to the editors, to the publisher, and it's coming out within a few months. My book from prison, the whole story, the background, the speeches, my American tour, and what happened after I was arrested, the Get Out video, how everything was unfolding, is going to be in that book. So look forward to that release, and I'll keep you updated when it's actually in a physical form, and it will be out, your book as well. So I'm very excited about this, because when I share my story, and quite often people ask me to share my story, I can only tell you a few things here and there, and sometimes it's very hard to focus, you know, which part is important for this interview. Right. But in a book, you will have the whole thing. You will have the conversations. You will have the players, the politicians, the bribery. You will know who did what and our reaction. So
I'll be looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to that.
I'll be looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to that so much.
Hey, let's take a phone call from right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to Frederick right here in West Virginia. Frederick, come on in. Welcome.
Yes, hi, Pastor Butch. Hi, Pastor Arthur. It's good to hear you. I heard you the last broadcast of 2023, I believe.
That's possible.
But I didn't call. I tried, but I just a few seconds too late. So this time I jumped at the chance to let you know that you're a big inspiration to me. I've followed you for a few years now in Canada, and the first video I saw was the police coming into your church, and you were telling them, get out, and that's what I like to see. And I stand with you, I want you to know that, and I stand for truth, and I read through the Bible, I look for all the verses talking about truth, any kind of truth. There's spiritual truth, there's scientific truth, there's legal truth. In law courts, in lawsuits, we don't bring false accusations, or one of the commandments says don't bear false witness.
Right.
So I just look for all the different kinds of truth, and I think we need to stand for truth, especially these days.
I agree 100%. Thank you so much for standing with us. I mean, this was the hardest thing when I was imprisoned, to be alone. So I remember calling my wife sometimes when they kept me in a cage for 26 hours, so I would be released for half an hour to take a shower and make my phone call. I would ask my wife, what is happening out there? Does anyone care? And my wife would say, listen, Art, don't quit. Don't give up. There's tens of thousands of people that are praying for you. Your phone, it doesn't shut up. It's text, emails, phone calls, non-stop. There is a multitude of people that are standing with you. So don't give up. Don't quit. This is a lot bigger than just a little Polish Irish emigrant in a province of Alberta. So I want to thank you, because when I was there, I felt the prayers. I felt that I'm not alone, that there are people that are watching this case. You know, the Crown Prosecutor, that's your, like your district attorney, offered me twice that I could go home if I would sign the paper. And he said, you can just plead guilty to the smallest of the accusations and you can go home pretty much if you only sign that you're guilty. You see, they were embarrassed. The get out video and then later my arrest embarrassed the Canadian government. So they wanted their front page, Dr. Arthur Pawlowski pleads guilty, therefore he's a criminal. And I told them never, never, ever I will admit of any crime because I did not commit a crime. I stood with the hurting people. I preached the gospel. I gave people hope and the truth that the Bible says
Amen.
Will set the captives
Amen.
Free.
Amen. Frederick, anything else you want to say? We're in that time. Anything else you want to say, Frederick?
Yes. John Bunyan wrote his book, Pilgrim's Progress, while in prison, and I'm going to look for your book, Pastor Arthur, your book that you wrote in prison. I'll be looking for that.
Thank you, Frederick. Thanks for being there. Appreciate it. And as soon as that book's out, brother, let us know, because I want you to come on and talk about it on the radio, okay? Let us know as soon as it's out, Brother Arthur. When the book is published,
yes,
let me know.
Yes, of course.
Okay? All right, we're down about the last,
yes.
about the last minute and a half here. I want us to add to what you said. I don't want us to say that you haven't already said. I don't want to say at all about this because this is something that I personally never faced. I've been called before the FBI. I've been called before a federal grand jury. Been through that, but never been put in prison. Harassed, my family harassed, my house trying to be burned down, church burned down. But I've had the wheel lugs loosen on my car before. I've had tires fall off my car. I've had tie rod ends come loose on my car. Both of them at one time. I mean, these things, so I understand some of that. But I've never been through what you've been through, Pastor. And I want to thank you again for joining us tonight and being there for me tonight. I know you're busy, but thanks for taking time to come on and join us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Butch. Thank you for standing with us. And, I mean, without you and your support, we would not be able to do what we do. So you are a family. You're part of the lawsuit. You're part of our mission. And yesterday, a man came to me, and he was arrested by FBI, and he's facing charges. And he said, when I saw you being arrested, a boldness and courage came into my heart. And I said, if he can do it, I can do it also.
Amen.
So you got no idea how many people we inspire when we stand together
Amen.
In unity. So thank you for that. Be blessed and stay strong.
Well, you tell your son I said hello and the whole family tell him we're praying for them also, okay? And thank you, Brother Arthur. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And folks, by the grace of God, I will talk to you, I guess Monday. I'll be in office tomorrow. But you call tomorrow and you assure and talk to Crystal to make sure she's doing her job, all right? We love you. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.